Pope Benedict XVI today roundly condemned criminals who put other people's lives at risk by deliberately destroying the environment. Philippa Hitchin reports.
Pope Benedict on Wednesday prayed for the many victims of huge fires which have devastated forests across Greece, Italy and other European nations in recent days, as well as for those who have died in severe flooding across parts of Asia.
Mi riferisco alle inondazioni in alcuni paesi orientali, come pure ai disastrosi incendi in Grecia, in Italia, in altre nazioni europee.
Speaking to pilgrims and visitors gathered for his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square, the Pope denounced what he called the irresponsible behaviour of those who start the fires, which put so many lives at risk and destroy large areas of our natural environment, the patrimony of the whole human family.
Che mettono a rischio l'incolumità delle persone e distruggono il patrimonio ambientale, bene prezioso dell'intera umanità.
During his audience this week, Pope Benedict also continued his reflections on some of the great teachers of the early church, focusing this week on the figure of Saint Gregory of Nyssa.
Gregory's outstanding education and intellectual gifts led him first to teaching. He then embraced the ascetic life and eventually was ordained Bishop of Nyssa. Like the other Cappadocian fathers, Gregory contributed greatly to the defense of the faith in the period following the Council of Nicaea and played a leading role at the Council of Constantinople, which defines the divinity of the Holy Spirit.
The Pope said for Gregory the purpose of all learning and culture was the discernment of the supreme human good, the truth that enables us to find authentic and lasting fulfillment. This supreme good, he said, is found in Christianity.
In his many catechetical, spiritual and exegetical writings, Gregory emphasizes our creation in the image of God, our royal vocation is stewards of the created order, and our responsibility to cultivate our inner beauty, which is a participation in the uncreated beauty of the Creator. By purifying our hearts and progressing in holiness, we are drawn to the vision of God and thus to the satisfaction of the deepest longings of every human heart. I offer a warm welcome to all the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present to this audience. Upon all of you, I invoke God's abundant blessings of peace and joy.
Pope Benedict speaking at his weekly general audience on Wednesday.